Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless as he talks to successful real estate professionals and asks them to share their best advice ever. From deal syndicators to wholesalers, flippers, property managers, pest inspectors, and everyone in between. It's the best ever advice and none of the fluff. Let's go.
Hello, best ever listeners. Welcome to the best real estate investing advice ever show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I'm here with today's guest, Brandon Evans. Hello, Brandon.
Hello. Good to be here.
I wanted to speak with Brandon because he is, first, a successful entrepreneur. So that's certainly relevant for all the real estate entrepreneurs. But then also because he's a passive real estate investor who's invested in multiple real estate syndications. And, you know, from my experience, I've listened to a lot of different podcasts, I've listened to a lot of different interviews, and very rarely do I hear the perspective from the investor who's investing in the deals. Usually it's the people putting the deals together. So I thought it would be interesting to speak with Brandon and get his perspective. So Brandon, you ready to go?
Ready.
Cool. So before we get going on your best real estate investing advice ever, let's talk a little bit about you and your background. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself personally and then a little bit about your real estate background?
Sure. As you mentioned, I'm an entrepreneur. I've started a few businesses, first of which was kind of a clothing line. Then I built a leading social marketing agency, which I think you're well familiar with, and we spent a little time working together there. And lastly, I built a technology company, which was a social marketing platform, and I'm currently in the process of starting my fourth business.
Wow. Okay. So you just start businesses and keep on moving. The clothing line, you went from a clothing line to the company that we met at, Mr. Youth, and then to the technology company, and then now you're starting a new business. What, from an entrepreneurial standpoint, would you say, you know, you've learned from those four businesses?
I think working with great people has been kind of a key. So hiring, you know, spending a lot of time hiring and finding, you know, great people that can really help you build things, because at some point you're not going to be able to do everything yourself, and usually that comes sooner than you expect. So that's certainly kind of a big point. I think having a focus and intention on where you want to take the business, and, kind of having a, you know, not necessarily a set, you know, kind of destination, because things will change and things will move, but, you know, maintaining focus to kind of your mission and, you know, where you're trying to take the business, and, you know, kind of being determined in getting there.
Okay. Yeah, definitely, you know, as far as hiring great people to help you build things, I've seen overlap with that in the real estate world too, where, you know, there's so many different disciplines in real estate. And quite frankly, it's impossible to become an expert in every single one of them. So you definitely have to, you know, lean on other team members to help you be successful.
Yep. Definitely.
All right. So let's get into it. What is your best real estate investing advice ever based on your background as, you know, an investor in deal syndication?
I mean, I think for me, you know, it's going to be very similar to my kind of best advice of being an entrepreneur, and it's to work with, you know, great people and find people you trust. I think for me, one of those people was you. Obviously, we had a kind of prior relationship, so I actually, the first syndicated deal I did was with you, and I had a lot of trust there, kind of having knowing our relationship together and know how hard you work and everything that you do. So I think that's a big part of it, because part of my real estate, you know, strategy, I guess, has been to, you know, find really great investments, but try not to get myself too bogged down in details, given that I'm starting other businesses and busy in other areas. So, you know, really find people who I think I feel comfortable are doing a lot of the legwork, are bringing great deals to me, and then, you know, being able to know enough and to really analyze the deals and understand if they're meeting kind of the metrics that I need for them to be a sound investment.
With the, you know, working with great people and finding people you trust, if you were presented an opportunity from someone you didn't know, but the numbers checked out, how do you approach that?
Yeah, I mean, that happens all the time. You know, in my businesses, I'm looking for partners and, you know, going to be working with new people. And obviously, if you're hiring people, you haven't worked with them before. So I think, you know, trust can be established during that process. I think it's just a matter of, you know, getting a chance to, whether it's, obviously, if they're local, it's great to grab coffee and spend some time there. If not, you know, having conversations, really understanding, you know, a little bit about the person outside of work, you know, trying to, you know, hopefully getting some references from people that they've done previous deals with, speaking to those people, and really just getting to a place where, you know, you feel comfortable this is someone that, you know, not only is going to make you money, but, you know, you wouldn't mind talking on the phone with every once in a while or grabbing a beer with. For me, that's, you know, something I always look for.
Okay. You know, with the syndicated deals that you've invested in addition to, you know, having a trusted team member, but, you know, is it strictly the returns that you're looking for, or are there other variables that come into play?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's returns, you know, versus risk with most investments and how I look at things. You know, some of the risk is kind of mitigated, I guess, by the trust factor. But I think from a return standpoint, I mean, typically one of the things, I guess one of the ways I've approached it is, you know, trying to get kind of the preferred return rate to be somewhere close to what I'm earning, you know, in my stock portfolio and in other investments, so that, you know, I can have kind of some balance there. I feel like if I have, you know, a similar return there, and I'm able to diversify into real estate, have something that feels more stable than the stock market in real estate, and then also have all the upside of, you know, selling the property at a later date, that kind of is a good formula for me. So I like to try to maintain kind of that same cash flow or return rate, you know, with what the preferred is, and then have kind of the upside beyond that. And then obviously you're looking at kind of risk factors, which hopefully if you're working with someone, you know, reputable, they should, you know, help you call those out as well. But, you know, looking at what the market is, understanding why the market's improving, why there's room for growth there, you know, if there are any kind of major risks to, you know, why the market or property could have issues, obviously really asking the questions you need to ask and understanding that.
What are some of the ranges of the preferred return you're seeing?
I would say most of the ranges of the preferred returns have been between 7% and 9% from what I've seen. So looking at kind of that type of preferred return, and then obviously you know, the upside is based on a lot more factors and can't really be quoted up front, but just kind of looking at, you know, what is going to make this property worth more money in 5 or 10 years or whatever kind of period of time you're looking at. Is the market going to improve? Is new management going to be able to kind of increase rent prices and fill vacancies quicker? You know, what are the kind of the factors that are going to be able to kind of increase the property value in whatever window you're looking at?
With the different deals that you're presented, I imagine, the one that you invested, with me on was an apartment deal. I imagine it goes across the spectrum of real estate from retail to apartments to maybe even storage units and who knows whatever else. How do you know which questions to ask? Because the property, classes or types are so different.
Yeah, I have seen different things. I mean, to date, all the deals I've done have been apartments, and I feel like that's, for me, a little more comfortable, and you're able to, maybe a little bit more predictable, at least from what I know. So I guess, having done a few deals, you get, pretty quickly, kind of doing research and understanding kind of deals you're looking at. You understand kind of the key metrics that affect those deals. I think when you get into retail and some other deals, obviously there's some differences, but it really comes down to, in my mind, is this a property that, is in a growing area? Is there room for, rents to be increased? Is this something that's going to have trouble being rented out? Obviously, vacancies. Perhaps less of an issue with retail and that there's just longer leases. So depending on where the property stands as far as what leases they're holding and when those are going to be turned over, it's a little bit different than an apartment building that's continually turning stuff over each month.
Okay. All right. You ready for the best ever lightning round?
I'm ready.
Okay.
That's why I'm here.
What's the best ever book you've read?
Best ever book I've read. Wow, that's a good question. I guess one of the classics was, for me, my first job, they had us read Built to Last, by James Collins and, Jerry Porras, which is just kind of a great overall business primer on how great companies have been built and, how they've sustained success.
What about the best ever place to visit?
Going on my honeymoon soon, so I might have an update, but I guess for me so far it's been Maui. Just an amazing place to be. I've been there the last couple of years and just love the environment and feeling out there.
Okay. The best ever success habit that you practice?
Success habit. Certainly been trying to start more with meditation and kind of using the morning time to really prepare your day. I'd like to be a little bit better at that, but I think the more you can really focus your day via meditation, via kind of figuring out what you need to do and making a list of things in the morning, can really help you be productive throughout the day.
The best ever internet resource for investing.
What's your website again?
I'll take it.
I forgot the URL, but usually access the articles via Facebook. So
yeah.
Find some good information there.
Whenever you're researching, let's rephrase it. Whenever you're researching a deal that someone's presenting to you, how do you use any internet resources or maybe offline resources that help you identify, in addition to what they're telling you, that it is a good deal and that their information checks out?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it comes back. I mean, you a little bit to the trust factor and just my I feel. Like if I can really get to know someone and I can really ask them a lot of questions and be comfortable with the way they answer stuff, the way they're able to bring forth kind of the positives and negatives, I go a lot with just my ability to kind of question people and really ask, you know, a lot of hard questions. It's hard, I think, because each property is so different, so it's hard to get kind of really standardized information. I think a lot of it is really specific to this property, and the person that knows the most about it is, you know, probably the person bringing the deal to you. So for me, it's just a lot of like just making sure you know who that person is, calling their references, asking them really tough questions. And then, you know, if there's stuff that I don't know, I want to know more about the market. I want to know more about, you know, a particular type of real estate class. You know, I would do probably more Google searches and just find different sites and different information out there. There's not one standard site I repeatedly go to.
Okay. And I do know that you ask tough questions and a lot of them. So I can attest to that. All right, the best ever quote.
Dream big, you may never wake up, by the great Snoop Dogg.
Okay. Is he Snoop Lion, or did he go back to Snoop Dogg?
Yeah, I don't know what he's going by these days, but I heard that on a talk show when he was on it, and won't give the context of how he gave it, but I found the advice to be inspiring or aspiring.
To wrap this up, what's the best ever place to reach you?
Best ever place to reach me?
Yep.
I guess on LinkedIn.
Okay.
Brandon Evans, and you know, you can probably find me there. There's a few others, but I'm definitely on there.
Okay. Cool. Well, thank you, Brandon, for taking the time to speak with the best ever listeners, and we will talk soon.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, you, best ever listener. Do you want more? Then head to joefairless.com, where there are tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And if you want Joe to personally help you reach your goals, then go to the Work with Joe tab on joefairless.com and apply to, well, Work with Joe.